day. He will have less than 4 months to campaign. Before Plattner dropped out of the race, Jackson campaigned alongside him during a failed bid for governor. He was also the progressives' favorite to replace Plattner on the ballot. Democrats need a Maine Senate win to take control of the Senate. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he's been cleared to practice. Mahomes was in St. Joseph, Missouri when quarterbacks and rookies reported yesterday. But Mahomes says being cleared to practice doesn't necessarily mean he's ready to play in the September season opener.
You got to continue to work and get better and better and go throughout practice and prove to the coaches, prove to the doctors and everybody that I'm the same quarterback I was before, if not better, and I can go out there and take care of myself and win football games.
Mahomes suffered a season-ending knee injury last December, and the Chiefs missed the playoffs for the first time since he became the starting quarterback. Cases of cyclosporiasis are surging across Kansas, with more reports linked to contaminated iceberg lettuce. This week, health officials confirmed nearly 300 cases in Kansas. Dr. Matt Shoemaker is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Kansas Medical Center. He says to keep safe, it's important to wash fresh produce thoroughly before eating.
Vinegar or other chemical detergents do not work to kill this parasite, so you have to physically remove it from the produce. Lots of running water, scrubbing.
Shoemaker says cooking will also kill the parasite. The CDC recommends cooking produce to a temperature of at least 158 degrees. Dangerously hot temperatures are returning to Kansas this weekend. A number of counties are falling under an extreme heat warning this afternoon through tomorrow evening. That covers Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Osage, and Shawnee counties, including the cities of Topeka and Lawrence. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory for the rest of the state, as well as the entire state of Missouri, that it takes effect this afternoon to tomorrow evening, when an extreme heat watch will take effect through Tuesday. With high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, humid conditions and heat index values up to 110 degrees in some places. Again, sunny and hot today, highs in the mid-90s with heat index values up to 106 degrees, light winds from the south. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Just ahead, it can be hard to make friends as an adult, but it turns out there's an app for that. Of course there's an app for that. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. If you've been listening to KPR for a while, you've probably heard a few membership drives come and go. And we know sometimes it can be hard to take that very first step to making a donation. You may ask yourself, does it matter? Does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. Your support, along with support from all of our KPR members, make amazing things happen on the radio. Join today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. It is going to be a hot one. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 106 degrees today. We're not going to get much relief from the south, light winds from the south. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-70s, sunny and hot again for tomorrow with highs in the upper 90s, heat index values well above 100 degrees. It's 82 in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Amplifone, make that possible.
Bell introduces this idea of sending speech, and people are enthralled.
A visit to the cradle of America's greatest innovators on All Things Considered.
And what would Alexander Graham Bell think of the smartphone today anyway? Find out on All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Weekend Edition on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, open since 1976, celebrating its 50th birthday on August 8th from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. at 824 New Hampshire Street. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. Hey, everybody. The World Cup is over. They've all gone home. We can stop pretending to like both soccer and ranch dressing. Join us for the show that's America's real favorite competition. That's the News Quiz from NPR.
Wait, don't tell me. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes from now, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Sunny and hot today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning to take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon for Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Osage, and Shawnee counties. That includes the cities of Topeka, Lawrence, Burlingame, Garnett, Linden, Osage City, and Ottawa. A heat advisory in effect for the rest of Kansas for today. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Schwachen is at macfound.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, don't tell me. Then stay with us for the Moth Radio Hour, coming up at 11 o'clock on KPR. The National Weather Service is issuing an extreme heat warning for portions of the KPR listening area to take effect this afternoon. Sunny and hot. That extreme heat warning taking effect for Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Osage, and Shawnee counties. That will include the cities of Topeka and Lawrence. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. They say that Hollywood is always trying to repeat its big successes, so you know that every executive is shouting, "Get me this Homer guy on the phone!" We'll ask about the latest tent pole, plus Tyler James Williams, star of Abbott Elementary, tells us what it's like to go from child star to grown-up star, and Alzo Slade takes me aside to quietly give me a fashion tip.
Your colleagues don't necessarily want to see your hairy legs.
We'll ask who really needs to cover it up on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Democrats in Maine are meeting today to choose who will challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins in the midterms this fall.
JoyceFDN.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and hot today with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 106 degrees today. Very light winds from the south. It's 84 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
Cha on the Rocks. It's swing time in Honolulu and Martin Danny Finds Paradise. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at KMUW in Wichita, Monday, July 27th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and instruments. More at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. With the KPR app, you have access anywhere, anytime to your favorite Kansas Public Radio programs, programs like This American Life and Prairie Journal. You can even hear the latest KPR newscast. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
The governor and the U.S. Senate will also dig into the vote on electing state Supreme Court justices. I'm Kay McIntyre. That's on Prairie Journal. 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas at watkinsmuseum.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org. You can also find out more on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, when I visited with their executive director, Deanne Wilson.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our ops manager is Jasira Fardak. Thanks to the staff and crew at the Studebaker Theater, B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King. Special thanks this week to Blythe Robertson, Janie Hoffman, and Dom Banyas. Our Trojan horse is full of Peter Gwynns. Emma Choi is our vibe curator. Technical directions from Lorna White. Our CFO is Colin Miller. Our production manager is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Shillock. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next ancient text made into a movie? Hari Kondabolu.
Oedipus Rex, with RuPaul playing Oedipus and the mother.
Faith Saley.
Coming soon, Pixar's Kama Sutra.
And Josh Gondelman.
Next summer, Seth Rogen and Eric Andre get Rosetta Stoned.
And if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Alzo Slade. Thanks also to Faith Saley, Josh Gondelman, and Hari Kondabolu. Thanks to our fabulous audience at the Studebaker Theater in Chicago. Thanks to all of you for listening. Wherever you are, I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week from Sonoma, California. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Sunny and hot today, highs in the mid-90s, heat index values up to 106 degrees. The National Weather Service is issuing an extreme heat warning to take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That includes Topeka and Lawrence.
The stilts are working well. The headpiece is perfect.
Continues.
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers its customers the option to bundle home and auto insurance all in one place and provides customized protection for what matters most. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings, Friday, August 7th, celebrating their album Woodland and performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. StiefelTheater.org. We've got more of the Moth Radio Hour coming up. Then stay with us for This American Life. Today on This American Life, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered everyone over 30 in the military to have their testosterone tested. The staff of This American Life had theirs tested with some surprising results and not a lot of workplace harmony. That coming up at noon today on Kansas Public Radio.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
Later today on This American Life.
I just think we're opening a whole can of worms here that we don't want
to
be.
To better understand testosterone and its effects, I and the staff of the radio show get our testosterone levels checked to see who has the most.
For the men, I think it'll be a big deal. You'll know when you're talking to each other who beat you. I think it'll change everything.
This whole thing is going to lead to heartbreak.
That's on This American Life coming up at noon here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and hot today. We're expecting highs in the mid-90s, heat index values up to 106 degrees. An extreme heat warning will take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Topeka and Lawrence.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm Joy.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPER, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, the gang all gets tested for testosterone. The results? Not pretty. That's just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. The National Weather Service is issuing an extreme heat warning for portions of the KPR listening area to take effect in just 1 hour. That includes Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Osage, and Shawnee counties. It includes the cities of Topeka, Lawrence, Burlingame, Garnett, Linden, Osage City, and Ottawa. Again, an extreme heat warning taking effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon and running through tomorrow evening. For the rest of the KPR listening area, you are under a heat advisory. As of this afternoon, we're expecting high temperatures in the mid-90s, heat index values up to 106 degrees this afternoon, so stay cool out there. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 90 degrees in Manhattan, 91 in Topeka.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass.